KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. The Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation will be giving a second community benefit share for 2012. At yesterday's board meeting in Nome, the board voted to give each of the 15 member communities a $200,000 community benefit share. This comes after communities have already received a $100,000 share earlier in the year. Board member Don Stiles made the motion to give $200,000 to each community, with $100,000 of that designated toward youth activities. Board Chair Dan Harrelson questioned whether the board wanted to dictate how the communities spend the benefit share. Several board members voiced support for the designation, and the motion passed. Each member community will receive $200,000, with $1,000 of that going toward youth activities. As in previous benefit shares, each community will decide how the money will be spent. NSEDC Board President Dan Harrelson says the same goes toward money designated for youth activities. The communities with public input will decide what youth programs and activities will be funded.
It'll still follow the same process. Community members, organizations, agencies within those communities, I encourage them to go to the city council meetings when they discuss how best to use this money for their community, make their needs be known, and come forth with ideas and get support from the city councils to get some of the funds to help with their issues.
The board approved a budget amendment, and Harrelson expects a letter to go out to the communities as soon as today or tomorrow to begin the process of public meetings. Funding for the community benefit share comes from the royalties NSEDC receives off the pollock, cod, and crab vessels they operate. Harrelson says it's been a good year for the company.
We've invested a lot out into the Bering Sea, and we're reaping some of those rewards. You know, we're putting a lot of money into our local fisheries, into our local economy, so it's a good sign, and we're trying to share this wealth with our community as much as we can.
The board first introduced the community benefit share in 1999. With the added share this year, a total of $15.4 million will have been distributed to the member communities since the inception of the program, with each community receiving more than $1 million. Alaskans could see a smaller permanent fund dividend this fall. The Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation yesterday said it expects to transfer $605 million to the dividend division for checks, down from $801 million last year and the lowest transfer since 2005. The amount of investment earnings allocated to dividends is based on a five-year rolling average of permanent fund performance, and the current five-year average includes the hit taken in 2009 during the recession. Last year's dividend amount, $1,174, was the lowest since 2006. It was a mixed year for the fund overall, which reported essentially flat returns on its investments during the fiscal year that ended Monday. The fund ended the year with a value of $40.3 billion. The fund's value a year earlier was $40.1 billion. What does Nome want? At last night's joint meeting of the Nome City Council and the Nome Port Commission, that question took center stage. As the city prepares to present to the governor and the legislature its list of priority projects, the joint session reviewed a report from the city's engineering firm to decide how to best spend the city's and its engineers' time and money. City consultant Paul Foos said at this stage, Nome should have two priorities: staking a claim as a realistic home for a deep water port in the Arctic, while at the same time continuing with capital projects to improve the port. With natural deep water at Cape Nome, should the city have engineers focus on projects there? Mayor Denise Michaels didn't think so.
The reason why Nome is attractive is because the infrastructure is already in place.
I'm just wondering, how are you going to get fresh water and fuel and all that stuff at Cape when that's why it's so attractive here?
Consultant Foos said the attraction to Cape Nome is simple. The most expensive part of any site improvement would be dredging associated with deep water. Foos said the natural deep water at the Cape would save tens of millions of dollars. Harbor Master Joy Baker said facilities at Cape Nome could supplement the existing port.
The idea around Cape Nome that we've actually discussed with P&D has been to target a specific size and type of vessel that would need to be serviced out there, and the remaining vessels would still be serviced here with the existing facility and the existing need to still expand.
Or should a master plan be drafted first before any money is spent on additional projects? Port Commissioner Randy Romanesco favored that option.
Seems to me if you got some money to start moving forward, it ought to be the development of that master plan that starts taking this elephant and breaking it into chunks that you can start dealing with versus trying to swallow the whole thing.
The session ended with many questions unresolved. How much will the city develop Cape Nome, if at all? What improvement projects will the city prioritize for the existing port? Mayor Michaels said those decisions will have to be made at the next meeting, where everyone involved will come together to meet in person.
The next step we're going to take is have P&D come up along with Paul Foos, meet with the council again, and start the priority process for the other work that needs to be done.
Those other projects, Michaels said, include a middle causeway in the outer harbor, a lighterage ramp, and more. She hopes the meeting will take place within the next 2 weeks. The Coast Guard says a 50-foot fishing vessel capsized and sank while pulling in loaded salmon nets, but another nearby boat rescued all five of the stricken vessel's crew members. Lieutenant Ryan Erickson says the Evening Star sank early Thursday about 40 miles northwest of Sitka. The boat went down with about 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel aboard. The fishing vessel Chickamini came to the rescue and took the Evening Star's crew to Sitka. Erickson says the Coast Guard is working with the vessel owner to deal with pollution and salvage the boat if possible. And the Coast Guard is in Nome until Monday, August 6th, offering volunteer safety inspections to dredgers and others using Nome's waterways this summer. The free inspections will check vessels for safety equipment and compliance with state and federal requirements. Coast Guard Lieutenant Will Albright says the inspections should take about 30 minutes. Vessels that pass inspection will get a decal that will alert other Coast Guard inspections and enforcement officers of the vessel's compliance. To get your vessel inspected, you can call Lieutenant Albright and schedule an inspection. Call him at 350-6359. Inspections are voluntary and non-punitive. No one will get punished or fined for failing. You can also head to the Harbor Master's office to add your name to a sign-up sheet for inspections. Again, the inspectors are in Nome until Monday, August 6th. It's unofficially 49 degrees at the KNOM studios. A look at the price of gold, up $15.40 an ounce to $1,604.70. An ounce of silver is up 61 cents to $27.84. And a look at Alaska Flight 151. It's expected to arrive in Nome at 9:46. It should have departed Kotzebue at 9:03. 151 is expected to depart to Anchorage at 10:31 this morning. Unofficially 49 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock.